The federal government says hunger in the United States has reached an all-time high. For seniors, the problem is especially difficult. More than 6 million are what's known as food insecure. As KUT's Matt Largy reports, the problem is a growing one here in Texas.
A 2009 study found Texas had the fourth highest rate of senior hunger in the nation. Nonprofits who serve seniors say the problem has only gotten worse since then.
We're already seeing a dramatic increase in need, and we think that need is going to go up even more, looking at some of the state budget cuts.
Dan Pruitt is the president of Meals on Wheels and More, which delivers meals to seniors in Austin. Pruitt says that increase is driven in part by rising food prices. But another factor is the general increase in the number of seniors across Texas.
We've been able not to have much of a waiting list in the past. Unfortunately, now we've got a waiting list of several hundred people that need our services and need to be outreached to. But finding the funding to provide all the meals has been a very difficult chore.
State and federal dollars for programs like Meals on Wheels are certainly in jeopardy. That means the situation could continue to worsen in the future. Ryan Robinson is the demographer for the city of Austin.
To me, that's an easy prediction to make. The situation will get far worse simply because you're going to have a growing absolute base. You're going to have increasing resource competition. You know, it's just going to become tougher and tougher.
Robinson mentioned resource competition there. There are lots of different groups struggling for dollars, especially government dollars. But Robinson points to what people call a tsunami of need heading for Texas.
And when they use that term tsunami of need, they're talking about the huge growth in very young children.
Those children need education and other services, which cost money.
And so there's going to be competition for resources, because while we're going to have huge need for the seniors, there's going to be so much competition from these younger cohorts moving in.
Dan Pruitt from Meals on Wheels and More says his organization and others across the state are stretching their resources to meet the need, but they're bracing for state budget cuts too, which could force them to do even more with less in the near future. Matt Largy, KUT News.